Here now is our next question on today's broadcast. Why does Christianity sometimes cause separation? Well, in a day when coexistence is considered the right and honorable thing to do, we need the scriptures to tell us how we, as Christians, should coexist with those who are not Christians. Let's start with the basis of salvation. We read in John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And then we read in John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We must realize that there is only one way of salvation, and that is through faith in the sacrificial work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. We read in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." We read in Romans 10:9, that "if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." As Christians, we have a duty to be emphatic about the one true way of salvation. If we act like all religions and thoughts are legitimate, we dishonor the truth of the gospel. We dishonor the Lord. It will certainly cause a division when we tell others that there is only one way of salvation and that all others are false. The Apostle Paul warns us of the importance of preaching the truth. He says in 2 Timothy 4:2-4, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables." We are living in a day where, according to society, everything is true and nothing is false. We must preach the truth of salvation, even though it will certainly cause a division and people will separate from us, accusing us of being judgmental and intolerant. So be it. We who know the truth must stand for the truth. As Christians, we are called on to separate ourselves from the ungodly behavior of the world. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18 tells us, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." It is so important that we detach ourselves from all things that dishonor the Lord. We learn in Romans 12:1-2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We should not conform to the ways of the world and walk in its sins and pleasures. The Lord tells us in Matthew 5:13-14, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." As Christians, we are representatives of Christ in this present sinful world. We cannot properly represent Christ if we live as the world lives, if we act as the world acts, if we speak as the world speaks. While we should go out into the world and preach the gospel, we must separate ourselves from the world's sinful activities, insist on the truth of the gospel, and refuse to conform to the world. That will cause separation, that will honor the Lord, and allow us to be used of him.